Creation of Tess and Fibers. Wuchen is some soft fibers made out of cotton, the wool, and the like. Determined by their Nigra. If you just happen to use them for Hatmonim, they weren't set aside for that purpose. So these are things that are generally Wuchen because it's unprocessed materials. It was also the Tatum of Wuchen. So how do you get them off the pot? Naira Kisavim Noifnis. If you can hold the pot cover and they don't so shake them off, that's acceptable. How's that possible? The Nigel Ksosamagula, part of the pot cover is not covered with this Mukhsin. Mela, this is permitted. Change the Tiltum, Ella, Michida. Just consider that you're not directly with Tatum, the Mukhsin, but you're just shaking off the Mukhsin. One might think it's considered that the pot cover is a bosses for the Mukhsin. The Salam, the sun is a bosses for the Mukhsin. Himself becomes also. That is also not the case. Why? Because process is when the binding thing is serving the top thing. But here's the other way around. These fibers are serving the pots. And the pot is not a process for them, it's the other way around. It seems in the Chada, if you have these fibers and you say, I wanted them to be permanently set aside for the use as Hatmada material, then already it's not mukts anymore, and therefore most of the tatum have the tov and the gizik zemer. If they had tufts of wool, a few of the yichsim lekar most of the tatum, the gizik zemer are less mukts. Now it needs a little explanation because stam tufts of wool are also mukts because their raw materials are generally turned into garments, but the mice. These tufts of wool are not as kosher as the materials that were mentioned before this is. Therefore, the mere fact that you use them one time for Atmana is enough for us to say that you're in the after them for use and they're not looks any wool. So it gives the person has to know each item how far removed this is from use as is. And based on that, a decision will have to be made if it's enough to use them one time for not to be looks, or you have to be miyachad permanently. To see more of this as we go along with the other Shabbos. This halach that these easy examiner, the tufts of wool, as long as you have to have money, they're not mukhs anymore, and the stam, easy to say, oint of a schreiber. The tufts of wool that are not meant to be sold as is. Avon nosim la oitzer, the schreiber, you put them in the storage house to sell them as is. And then shrikhim ichor, because other rabbin, they were set aside to be sold for weaving purposes. And therefore, that's the status of the mucha that we learned at the beginning of the siman. That even if you're talking to them, if you're not a yachadim ba'olam, their mucha, and the only way to get them off is by shaking them off from the side. Vayna loyma, shenoyt la kisa kateyash, yishtos kli alea, abishim alea, and this is like we said before, you're allowed to take the pot cover, so as you can to it, even though it's partially covered with this mucha. If last long, you don't care about the fact it was covered over, but you're not saying bosses for him, because the pot cover is not the bosses for these items. Like I said before, it's the other way around. The mooks is serving the pot, not the pot serving the mooks. The first case of chuchen that are not made to be used for atmana, and therefore if you use them for atmana, they remain mooks. The logic of the Shulchan Aruch was, if you use the terech mikra, which means if you happen to have used it, it remains mooks. But if you use it for multiple times, it automatically stops being muksa. Which brings the fact that even if you use it twice, that's enough to designate this as something that's going to be used for atzmon and it stops becoming muksa.